7. What needs to be in place in order for this more balanced customer interaction to be a reality? Anyone thinking the issue of PWDs and other excluded groups is only something for corporate social responsibility, CSR, environmental, social and governance, ESG, or equality, diversity and inclusion, ED or DEI, focus of the business need to rethink. Everything must lead to all elements of the business being designed inclusively from scratch. It is actually part of the long-term sustainability of telecoms and related industries. After all, everybody agrees that anyone excluded from the benefits of the digital, virtual and e-commerce world should be brought into the fold. The interchangeability of channels and means of interaction will benefit everyone and provide some incremental revenue to the industry whilst also providing vital societal contributions in terms of inclusion and public service. Yes, it means more effort when creating content. But thinking about the metaverse will make us more conscious of what we used to call multimedia. It isn't just about the fancy graphics. High-quality sound and captioning is equally important to create the feeling of being inside the content, app or interaction. We are deliberately aiming to boil the ocean here, or at least create a framework within which it could be boiled. The beauty of this approach is that we can take individual elements and create a more inclusive experience. Accessibility toolkits for mobile apps from the device manufacturers shouldn't only be used in the initial design but must be included in the refresh cycle. All too often, updates leave out accessibility requirements, leading to negative impacts on the PWD's customer experience. Equally, empathy for all the excluded categories needs to be built into the processes, training and overall culture of the contact center and associated services. Agents' understanding and acknowledgement of the individual's requirements is key to this holistic view. It is impossible for anyone to have a full understanding of how a vision-impaired, hearing-impaired or cognitively impaired person experiences the call center, but awareness of the variety of issues can only help shift the situation from ignorance to empathy. Ultimately, putting the person first and then building the customer interaction channels inclusively is the goal. This must come from the very top of the organization with inclusion in mind, but most importantly, must be part of the DNA of dealing with every customer on a basis of individual preferences, not on the basis of the preferred technical solution of the architect in charge of the telecoms provider. In fact, understanding the context within which an individual approaches an organization, whether a consumer, a support person or an employee of a business, should shape how the interaction takes place and how it develops.